the 2018 Dischem Brain of 702, brought to you by Dischem Pharmacists Who Care. A winning mind in a healthy body.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
Good morning to you, Adam. Great to talk to you this morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Now, Poland has approved a new law which would make it a crime to ascribe responsibility to the Polish people for crimes committed by the Nazis in World War II. Explain what that is.
Yes, it's quite an exact definition, this. But the Polish Senate has passed this bill, as you say, that basically means that you cannot, in Poland, describe a Nazi concentration camp, and there were a few that was on Polish soil, as a Polish camp. Likewise, it would also be a criminal act to accuse Poland of any complicity with Nazi Germany during the Second World War. There are one or two other details to this, but essentially the Polish president, Andrzej Duda, says his country has the right to defend historical truth. But some are concerned that by narrowing the definition and saying you can't talk about this, you must put it like that, etc., that this is a kind of Holocaust denial. Certainly America and Israel are upset about it, and a number of Israeli MPs have said that people in Poland and survivors of the Holocaust in particular are being denied the right to talk about it. And Holocaust denial is such a big thing, isn't it? Because, of course, if you don't talk about history, then you don't learn the lessons of history, do you?
That is important indeed. Now, see, a problem with UK faith schools. Children are being indoctrinated.
Yes, I wonder if this is an issue worldwide, but certainly in the UK, the head of school inspectors, Amanda Spielman, has said there's, as she put it, an increasing number of people in our schools who are trying to indoctrinate impressionable minds and, quote, actively pervert the purpose of education under the guise of religious belief. Some people here naturally might think of Muslim schools, Muslim faith schools, which are relatively new and there have been issues about them and so forth, but she's also pointing the finger at Catholic, Jewish, and Church of England schools. Excuse me. And what she's saying is that in these schools, most people adopt a kind of passive liberalism. Indeed, most people generally have a kind of passive liberalism that, you know, don't say anything lest we rock the boat, don't want to cause offense, so therefore we're not going to object to this, we're not going to object to that. And lo and behold, then, she says, schools can get hijacked by the principles of one or two people rather than the greater good. And so what she's saying is that people should have a more muscular liberalism. Yes, absolutely, fight for the right for everyone to, you know, practice their faith, etc., etc., but not allow them to hijack other things. Easier said than done, of course.
Okay, Adam Gilchrist there with The Worldview from London. It's a constant tension between religion and secularism in our world today. That's certainly something we are dealing with here in South Africa. Thanks, Adam. Now, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we've been asking you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question comes from Vincent Ngunzawa, who sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
I'd like to ask, what's the difference between a president and a prime minister? Hence, other countries have both, e.g. Germany, Russia.
To get the answer, we spoke to Dr. David Munyaye, who's the co-director at the University of Johannesburg's Confucius Institute.
A president and a prime minister varies to a great degree. It depends with the country, and each country's constitution defines this position differently. A number of countries, when you look at the president, is a head of the state, and his or her role is mainly a ceremonial meeting a foreign head of state, is a commander of chief of command of the army. He declares war and peace. While prime minister, on the other hand, is a head of government, or else is a chief administrator. He runs day-to-day events, different departments, policy issues. In countries where they both the president and prime minister, in most instances, the president becomes much more more powers, has more powers. Countries such as China, where you have a premier as well as the president. President Xi has more power than the premier. The premier or prime minister is mostly elected in democratic countries directly by the people, while prime minister tends to be appointed by the winning party within parliament.
Congratulations to Vincent Ngozawa for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won 1,000 rand courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.